Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the audience, and we appreciate you being a part of the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. We are at the quarter pole for a lot of teams in a Major League Baseball season. Almost doesn't seem believable, but it is. Kyle Glazer covers the sport beautifully in Baseball America, and he joins us here for conversation on the John Kincaid Show. Kyle, how are you today?
Doing all right. Just happy we're in the midst of baseball season. A lot of great stuff happening.
25% of the season pretty much gone by for almost every club in Major League Baseball. Any definitive statements from you with just 25% of the data in?
I don't know how definitive you can be. I will say I think the Minnesota Twins have shown us they have the talent to win the American League Central. We knew the Indians were going to be a little bit weaker. It was just going to be a matter of, are the Twins strong enough to take them? And I think they've shown us they are.
Okay, so that's a good one there. And by the way, 18th in payroll, I checked this morning, and then the team 30th in payroll, bottom of Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays, is doing it again. They won 90 last year in a division that had the Yankees and the Red Sox rampaging in it.
Yeah, you know, the Rays have done a really good job. They have a lot of smart people in their front office, and they've been able to really kind of bargain find a lot of guys. You look at a guy like Yandy Diaz, who they got in a trade, wasn't considered a big prospect or anything, and they were able to make a quick swing change with him, and he's been great. And they seem to do this every year, so they're able to get some really good guys, really from kind of not obscurity, but guys that maybe aren't considered to be that great, and they turn them into being that great.
Kyle, before the year, I thought the National League East might be the best division in baseball. Can I reevaluate that, please? I'm not seeing what I thought. I was really smart in March. I mean, I thought I knew it. I'm not seeing it right now out of the Mets and the Nats, the teams. I didn't expect them to be where they are right now. And honestly, I expected a little more out of the Phillies and the Braves.
It's one of those things. Everything we think we know tends to get turned upside down once the games actually get started. I will say there is a lot of talent on these rosters, but bullpens are very, very fickle. The Braves bullpen has imploded. The Nationals brought in some relievers to help out. They've imploded there, and they've also had some issues with health. The Mets, we know, their issues as well. They turned it on after the reported meeting between Jeff Wilpon and the general manager and the manager. So, again, I still think there's a lot of talent on these teams, and it just hasn't been the best start. And that's why, again, I do expect, and to some degree, at least three of these teams to start looking better as we get into the summer. So I wouldn't say immediately right now, definitively, oh, they're all terrible. Like, there's good talent on all these teams. They're still just kind of figuring some things out a little bit.
Are the Dodgers, Dodgers are in a tough position because you win the National League 2 years in a row, you go to the World Series, and you lose. So trying to get back there and climb that mountain, 162 has got to be a bit of a drag, having to go through all that just to get back to have a chance to win two series and get redemption. But the Dodgers look really good early.
Yeah, this is a very driven, focused team. We talk about the ability to just cycle in new talent. There are some old mainstays there with the Dodgers who have been there for, the majority of this run. But, every year they've brought up someone new. What's a new rookie? Bring up Corey Seager, and then they bring up Cody Bellinger, and then Walker Buehler, and now they have Alex Verdugo. There's a new rookie every year that's a star for them. And then in the past they've been able to get the most out of guys like Chris Taylor and Max Muncy. So the Dodgers are a player development machine. I would make the argument they're the single best organization when it comes to player development in baseball. They keep churning out studs, and I mean, they're doing it again this year with what Verdugo's doing. It's helped pick up the slack while Corey Seager's off to a slow start. There's an argument the Dodgers are the best team in baseball, and I wouldn't fight you on it if you told me you thought that was the case.
Kyle, if there was, right now, if I just asked you, you can evaluate a quarter of the way into the season. Will the Red Sox finish ahead of the Yankees?
No, I picked the Yankees to finish ahead of the Red Sox before the season, though. So
I know you did, so you're standing with that. Even though now I hear a lot of people bailing on the Red Sox right now, and I'm just wondering if it's a little premature for those who were on their bandwagon in March, like I was the National League East.
It is premature to jump off the bandwagon. I still think the Red Sox are a good team that when we look up the end of the year, will at the very least be in contention for an American League wildcard spot. And considering how weak the American League is, I would not surprise me if they'll be back in the postseason. Again, before the year, I thought the Yankees were going to win this division. I'm sticking with that. But the Red Sox are not a terrible team. It was a slow start. There's a lot of talent. a lot of those guys who were really struggling, you know, Chris Sale was not going to have the third or fourth worst ERA in baseball over the course of the year. They were going to get better. We're starting to see it. I still think we'll be in playoff contention, if not in the postseason, when we look at the standings in October.
Do you think Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell will both find homes after the Major League Baseball draft, when teams don't have to give up a draft pick to sign them?
I do. I think both of them will sign. Maybe it'll be a day after, maybe it'll be 2 days after. Obviously, the money has to be right, but considering how many teams, A, need bullpen help, or B, need rotation help, I do think we'll see them sign fairly quickly after the draft.
Give me an idea about the deal. Like, do you think like a guy like Kimbrell, do you think he gets a 3-year deal, 2-year deal, something like that? What do you think he gets?
You know, it's hard to say, because everything I thought I knew about how much teams would pay for talent seems to have been blown up this past winter. I mean, Gio Gonzalez has been close to equivalent to Dallas Keuchel. I can't believe he got a minor league deal with a $3 million major league option if he gets put on the roster, gets moved over, or I should say opts out of that, ends up in Milwaukee and signs for $2 million with a $2 million more in incentives. It's hard to say right now. I mean, teams are tightening up the purse strings more than ever, so I would be surprised if either of these guys got huge deals, but I also have a hard time envisioning signing for 1 year, $2 million. The market's in a weird place right now.
Kyle, appreciate your work. Everybody check out Kyle Glazer from Baseball America, and I thank you for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Anytime, John.
There you go. Great to have Kyle Glazer join us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.